Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. Hi, everyone. I am so excited. I have a blast from the past in the studio today with me. It's just crazy because I'm going to just let y'all know in a second. But I have Jonte Williams, a.k.a. Seresto.
Yes.
And I just, let's just start off with, how did you go from the name that I've known you to this new social media name that I got to hear the whole breakdown on this?
Well, actually, that name, even when you knew me, that was like a name that I had, and it really came from like an old childhood friend. He's like a goofy guy, so like he likes to say like people's names weird, like, you know, your name's Monique, so he would call you Go Geek, like, you know what I'm saying? So with my name, you know, it's Jonte, so he used to say stuff like Seresto Galagante or Seresto Jolante, which is actually my Snapchat. Don't ask.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's honestly just kind of like a fun name. And then I found a way to brand it. I just put like Seresto, which was the base of it. And then dance is what I did. You know what I mean? So I just kind of did that and tagged it, and it worked. So
that's a fun story to start the interview. When I first met you in like 07, 08, you were the co-founder of a dance squad called Critical Action with your former partner, Avin Fitzgerald.
Yeah, shout out, Avin.
Take us back in time about what that was like.
Well, it was kind of crazy because like growing up, I really only did like sports and like martial arts. And then I was like a choir kid as well. So I was super involved in school, but dancing wasn't ever something that I thought I was going to do ever. It's something I liked, I guess, but the most dancing I did was like show choir, you know. But when I started dancing, it was in college because I saw Jabberwockies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Jabberwockies, I was like, man, that's cool. I want to do that. And, you know, but I'm at Eastern Michigan going to school for accounting. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is this going to work? You know, but, you know, we're going to go later on down the line. But, you know, we just end up meeting up. I was in the clubs, you know that, promoting clubs. Chris Brown, my manager, shout out Chris Brown. You know, we promoted clubs. So when I first met Avin and them, they were the young ones in the club because I'm about 3 years older. And then somehow I know how we got together. Starbound.
Okay.
It was a fashion show and all that stuff we were doing, and we did choreography for it. And then we were like, oh, we kind of work well together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we made a group and... You know, we did a lot of things at the beginning of my dance career, definitely.
Obviously, you were born and raised in Toledo.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said specifically raised in Holland.
Right. But... I was born in Toledo, Ohio. But there's no hospitals in Holland, Ohio. So obviously, I can't be born there. So, but I was raised in Holland, definitely. And then I moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where my mom was born, actually. Mm-hmm. And I lived there until I was about seven. And then... been back here ever since, honestly. So besides moving around in my later years.
So your love of dance started at home, or did it start?
It started from literally just from Jabberwockies. Like,
okay.
I literally love dance. Like, my family tells me how I grew up, like, always dancing. But I don't have those memories because it wasn't like it was a passion of mine. So me dancing as a kid is just like a kid.
Do you have any videos of do they have videos of you dancing?
My aunt that lives in, it's like Holmes County. It's like Amish town out by Canton, Ohio. They have pictures, videos, everything like that. I'm like, I need those.
Yeah, you need to. It's part of your story.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I haven't seen you in like 10 years or more, obviously. So when I bumped into you the other night at an event, I find out from your peers that you're this big social media star with like 1.9 million followers on TikTok, almost 2 million, 1 million followers on Instagram, and over 400,000 Facebook fans. How the heck did that happen?
Honestly, I know a lot of people say it's like overnight, but it's kind of like that. But I will say it is a constant grind.
I remember when you guys were doing like talent shows and know, different showcases. So no, it was not overnight for sure.
Definitely not. You know,
but it looks like that to the public.
Yeah. You know, Prince says it the best. Like one of my favorite quotes I've ever heard Prince say was, sometimes it takes years to become an overnight sensation, you know, and a lot of people want it now, but you know, it's more about the long run, the endurance of it all, because I went to school for accounting. I was sure I was just going to be an accountant. Come on, come give me your stuff for your taxes. You know, we're going to go here. We're going to make a living. And when I started dancing and everybody saw that shift, it was kind of like, why do you want to go in that direction? Like, you're going to be broke. And they weren't lying. You know, I slept in cars for my dream, you know, things like that. Which I look back and like, dang, bro, you were kind of selfish in that way, because, you know, I do have kids. So I got to live my dreams. But I will say, to see what it all became and knowing that I just started from watching YouTube and to like everything I've done, from So You Think You Can Dance to working with Candy Apples from Dance Moms to Harlem Globetrotters to Detroit Pistons to World of Dance, with, you know, everything. It started here in Toledo. Started from a garage and passion and like drive, you know what I mean?
And you've actually done some of my talent shows and fashion shows too.
Exactly.
So that's how we knew each other. So I'm honored to even had you step on my stages. And you know, so you've worked with a lot of celebrities, and you actually mentioned some in the dance world and, you know, in social media world. Can you name drop a little bit for us who you worked with?
So as a choreographer, I have worked with B.O.B., Sean Kingston, T-Pain, Mace, Faith Evans, Iaz, George Clinton. I did music video Welcome to My House with Flo Rida. I was the assistant choreographer and assistant director for music video Be As You Are remix with Mike Posner. I'm in that music video as well. Just recently, last year actually, I dipped into country, and I got an opportunity from Lainey Wilson. You know, everybody knows her. She's big time. She's an amazing human being, by the way, just through and through, like genuine. But I just choreographed a music video for her, which I'm in as well. The song is called Grease, and she wanted to put a little flavor in it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got the opportunity, and it was a blast, and we performed with her. And when I say we, I was with Darian Ahonen. He is a social media influencer as well. And then There Go Cook Up, his name's Jordan, and then Ishmael, TK. And we performed with her at the Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee, sold out. It was amazing. So, yeah.
And here I am just sitting in Toledo, not even knowing this is going on. And we're still Facebook friends. Yeah, so I was like, oh, I missed all of this. The algorithm took you out of my...
I will say, I stopped posting a lot more on Facebook. Now, recently, I'm starting to do it again. But
there's no royalties on Facebook, I think.
There is.
Okay, now. Okay. Man. Oh, yes, because I know a lot of stars that are like living off of that now. Oh, yes, listen, I got you. You just didn't know at the time.
It changed my life, I tell you. But I wanted to focus because, you know, I have TikTok followers. And that really happened from a time of COVID where everybody's just kind of bored. Even not even just bored, but like really reminiscent. Like, I remember when this was. Da, da, da. So I'm sitting here like, man, I remember when we were in the clubs and we could dance with people without girls calling us weird and things like that. And then I was thinking, like, that music, I miss it. So the first spurt of growth was me taking 80s, 90s, early 2000s, and not just hip hop. Because I love all music. If anybody knows me, I'm a musical theater junkie. People don't know it because I'm such a hip-hop dancer. You would think I'm hood. I'm not. I'm Carlton Banks, honestly.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But
you're so awesome.
I literally took it and it was like, let me pull the 80s, you know, 80s rock and 90s hip-hop and R&B, and let me do mashups and dance to those. And it caught a lot of the main people who are going through stuff, which is our age group, the 30s and up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it built a sense of community, and it helped grow, so people knew when they were coming to my page, they were gonna see good music, dancing, a good vibe. And then I shifted it from that to a little comedy, there was a sketch that really blew me up, put me past 100K, which it was like, I'm the black guy in the woods, but at the end of the scary movie, because you know we always
die. Yes.
And I come out from behind there. And it was just a little funny moment. But then that happened, and then I dipped in the country because I love country music. I'm a country boy, you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm from Holland, Ohio.
Okay.
I'm from the country.
Okay.
So then I did that. And then so it's really, a lot of people say find your niche. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I've never ever been a person with just one niche.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you know that. I'm multi-talented.
I do that, and then I get talked about, but I feel you right now.
Because it doesn't leave you here. It leaves you open for so much more when you're doing this. Imagine lip syncs and then country music, but hip hop music and, you know, co-parenting, which I do. You know, mm-hmm. that's huge on my mm-hmm. platform because yes. a lot of people don't know how to co-parent.
Yes.
But just keep it about the kids.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's the easiest part.
Yes.
So I'm definitely blessed because I didn't see it coming. Not necessarily something I wanted, mm-hmm. But something I can't complain about because it's life changing.
Nice. I am so happy you shared that with us because that was a lot and it was deep. Next, I want to ask you, do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on that you can share? Obviously, we heard some, but is there any more that you would like to share?
I just got finished with the TikTok Awards, which was amazing. That was hosted in Vegas. Fourth year Cheer Choice Awards. It's an award show, but it's also a charity. So we give back to families and, you know, kids that need things for school and things like that. So it's a big project I do every year. I really love. As far as some stuff coming up, I have a few shows coming up in a couple places. The place that I'm really excited to go to is Hawaii. That's going to be amazing. I'm super excited. I get to judge a battle out there. And I get to basically just enjoy it after that. You know what I mean? So all the places I've been, and a lot of people, like social media has also, I mean, in dance, you know, I traveled a lot with dance companies. But with that, it's just work and not a lot of, you know, fun. So the thing that I love about being an influencer is that I get to do the things I have to do. And then I can just set my own schedule, which lets my kids be open to more. Really, everybody asks me, what's your schedule? Let me check with my kid's schedule, and then I can work around it. So I will say that's a blessing, because with dancing, I had to be gone. With influencing, I can be home. I can do what I want to at home or wherever I'm at, you know, and still invest into my kids and things like that. And it's opened up doors to where now I can create generational wealth, because money that we get, honestly, especially from posting, it doesn't come that fast. And a lot of people want it because it comes that fast, but a lot of people get it and dispose of it where I want to get it and I want to make it multiply. You know what I'm saying? To create a future not only for my daughters, but the children they don't have, you know, and things like that. So that's more what I'm on now is, you know, making my money, working with brands, you know, because with the clout, right? A lot of people only use it for clout, walk around, hey, yeah, that's me. But how can you translate into a business? So now I'm not just a social media influencer. My name now is my incorporation. So it's my business. So now I'm putting it where it should go, an incoming and outgoing, savings for taxes, things like that. Like, people need to learn that even though you get that money, you have to do the right things with it and it will grow more. So I've seen more growth in the past 3 years of doing that than I ever have, like in dance. And we won't talk about money, but touched a lot of money, but it's just different now. You know what I'm saying? And it brings me more peace now than where I was, because I get to dictate it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to miss things that are important and all that. So sorry, I'm long-winded.
You're good. Yes. You're good. Like, that was like, I was all enthralled in it. Okay. So that is amazing. And like, let's give the kids a shout out since they are the biggest fans and supporters.
Those are my girls. Honestly, I wouldn't have clout without them, I think, as well. Like, shout out my oldest daughter, you know, she just lost her mother, but she's beautiful. She's getting ready to be 16 years old. Brooklyn, Brooklyn Williams, that's my baby. Sorry, I get a little emotional. And then my middle daughter is Malia. She's the feisty, but she's basically like me in a female body. She's super talented, annoying, lover. that's my baby girl. She'll be 13 actually in 10 days. And then my youngest just turned 10. She's the first day of spring. And she's just, I love her because she's such a kid. You know how a lot of kids want to be like grown up. She's not. She's like a kid through and through. Like, I love it. I wish if I can keep her 10 years old forever, that sounds crazy, but I would. Like,
just I understand. Because I adore her. I understand. Her.
So, and yeah, shout out my kids. Shout out their mother as well.
Okay.
I will shout out Jordan. She's an amazing mother because remember, I told you I got to live my dreams. Well, she was a mother that
well,
whole time.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
So, yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Mothers definitely deserve, if you are raising a kid, and not even just a kid, multiple kids. One kid's enough. Multiple kids, and they turn out amazing. That's just a testament to, you know, the work that you do as a mother.
Us
so.
Mothers appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, how can we follow all your exciting social media?
You can follow me at Sir Esto Dance, S-I-R-E-S-T-O, Dance. And that is on every platform. That is TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, and Twitter.
Also known as X now.
X, yes, sorry. X. Don't get it confused with X-Men. And then for Facebook, it's just Jonte Williams.
J-O-N-T-E.
Williams.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Really
I appreciate
you. Yep. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Piper. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.